Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Karl Rove, you're fired. Dick Morris, you should have been fired a long time ago. Sean Hannity, really find something else to do with your day job, pal.
Oh. Hey,
listen, here, what do you say? I'm in the studio here. I'm not on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. I am here at the News Talk 660 WORL studios, 660 AM WORL studios here in Orlando, Florida. Rob Pincus is going to be joining me in just a few minutes. He's on a flight. He got here. He's going to be here in just a couple minutes. He's listening on the way as he comes up, so he can jump right in the conversation. But sitting here with me to my left in the studio is Chris Hart. Chris Hart is the host of American Adversaries. I was just on your show a couple minutes ago. You guys run right up into this show.
That's right.
Talk to me about your thoughts locally and some of the things we just talked about before we get Robin and we get rolling here on Armed American Radio, Chris.
Okay. By the way, thank you for having me on your show
this
evening.
Sure, of course. And
I am the co-host of the American Adversaries and the American Adversaries Drive Time here in Orlando, along with Lair Adams and our executive producer, Nostra Dennis. Tuesday was a nightmare. We did a live show that evening with the election results. And it became pretty obvious early on that not only did we not deliver the I-4 corridor for Governor Romney, but, of course, we didn't deliver the state as well.
And now, you all did a lot of work here in Central Florida along the I-4 corridor. Now, of course, you know I hail from Tampa.
Yep.
Very disappointed to see Hillsborough County go blue.
Yep.
Very disappointed to see Orange County.
Orange and Osceola.
Also go blue. And as much as I hate to admit it, I'm in my home state. I'm in a blue state today.
Yeah, it appears as that is the case. The last two elections have gone to the Democrat. This time around, though, as I was reviewing the numbers the day after the election, one number just stuck out. It was like somebody shoved a stick in my eye. 3.2 million Republicans fewer than voted for John McCain, voted for Governor Romney. That has got to be looked into. Who are these 3.2 million? Why did they not vote? Therein lies the answer to what happened Tuesday.
Let's call Dick Morris. Sean, can you get Dick Morris on the phone? Maybe he can help us out with that.
I don't know if you really want me to talk to this man.
Can we? Let's get Karl Rove on. Karl is known as the architect. I'm beginning to believe he designed the Titanic. I think let's get Karl Rove in here.
Oh, well, that's another one.
If he won't work, maybe we could get – who else do you want to get in here?
Well, I have to admit that I also thought Barack Obama was going to lose, and I took my cue from Barack Obama. I saw in his body language and in his campaign rhetoric, especially toward the end, I am convinced that this man thought he was going to lose. I think he was as surprised as anybody the next day when he found himself still the president of the United States. And here's why I say that. He got over 9 million less votes than the last time around.
There's truth to what you're saying. Let me tell you, I thought it was going to be a landslide. Here's why I said I thought it would be a landslide. Not because of Dick Morris and these kooks, but I was on the ground in Wisconsin a week before the election.
You should have seen the excitement here in Central Florida.
I've been here. I've seen the excitement. And when you're counting road signs, when you're driving through the area and you're talking to the people, we had a woman, a farmer on the show with us, a dairy farmer on the show with us from Wisconsin, who I met on the flight back that following week.
Sure.
But I saw this on the ground, and I was watching the ground game, and I felt the swell inside. We were wrong.
Yep.
We were absolutely wrong, and I agree with you. I think Barack Obama also was surprised by what happened. However, we view politics on this show going forward, we do anyway, through the prism, as I said on your show, and the lens of the Second Amendment and what it means for us as gun owners. Here's what I found out on Wednesday. Lo and behold, the sun came up.
Sure did.
It rose.
Yep.
And it was just as bright as it was on Tuesday.
Yep.
And to quote my mother, there were more of them than us.
Yep. But it's like we said on our show Wednesday and the following days during the week. And by the way, our show was slammed with phone callers. The phone lines went down a couple of times. But what we said is, you know, this just sets up the next battle. The battle is never over. We have an adversarial form of government. That's why we call our show the American Adversaries, not because we sit there and argue with one another, but because we have an adversarial form of government. And it provides us the opportunity to come back next time. And the pendulum will swing the other way if we are ready, if we figure out what happened this time, get our ducks in a row. Like I said, radio show hosts like yourself and us, we had Barack Obama beaten to a pulp. We had the man laying in the middle of the ring, ready for the Republicans. All they had to do was show up.
Do you think the next go-around we might be able to nominate somebody whose name isn't... I won't even go there, but...
We need some new blood.
Newt Gingrich? Yeah. Are you serious? Really? Newt Gingrich? Let's take the lineup that we had in the primaries and have some fun with that.
Yeah.
It's done. It's time to clean house, and that's what this did. But here's where I'm going with this. Do you think we can nominate somebody that might know how to plug in or utilize an iPod, who might know what iTunes are?
Yeah, we have to get ready for the new generation. We have to use the tools that are available to us now. It means all the social networking, all of that sort of thing. We have been outplayed and with that 2 times now, at least. Barack Obama has used that to his advantage and has given us a couple of shellackings.
And brilliantly, too, I might add.
You're absolutely right.
When it's
right.
All said and done.
Yep.
When the man himself is shocked.
Yeah.
And he was. He was shocked. Now, he's talking the big game right now, but that's okay. Listen, let him go on. Let me ask you this, Armed American Radio listeners, and especially you, Shonto, down there in the network headquarters. How's it feel to be slapped by Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow?
Well, believe me, the fight's not over with. You know, and I've called
this. This is politics. This is fleeting. Listen.
That's right.
This is fleeting. They're having their fun right now, and they deserve to have some fun. Listen, if anybody can take it, we can take it.
Sure.
But what I can't stand and what we're going to do today with Rob Pincus is going to be a great conversation because, again, we look at what happened through the lens of the Second Amendment. What does this mean for our firearms freedoms going forward? Maybe we should take that. Maybe we should take it. What does it mean for our firearms freedoms as we move forward over the next 4 years? Rob Pincus is in the studio with me now. He'll be joining me momentarily. We've got to get him set up. He just got in from a flight from Chicago. Reverend Ken Blanchard will be here to talk with us a little bit about what's going on in D.C. and console us a little bit. He's great at that.
A lot of heavy hearts out here.
Alan Gottlieb. Well, we're going to change that. We're going to make you feel a lot better about what happened on Tuesday than maybe, you know, because I don't listen to talk radio. I don't. But I did on Wednesday. I started off with Mike Gallagher, my favorite host, Sean, and I moved up through the lineup. And I have to say this, but the doom and gloom from the Glenn Beck's Weeping for Our Nation.
Oh,
I thought,
give me a break, guys.
Are you serious?
Give me a break.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Give me a break here. Listen, this country is bigger than one man. This man is smaller than our Constitution. I know it feels like it's being stepped on right now, and it is in a lot of respects, but we're going to make you feel a little bit better today.
Our Constitution is resilient.
Of course it is. And it's going to outlive Barack Hussein Obama. And there's going to be some bumps in the road. We've got some court issues, some judicial picks that we have to be concerned with. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation will be here to discuss those with us today. So it promises to be a dynamite program. And Chris, I want to thank you for jumping in. Oh. And thanks for having me on a few minutes ago.
Oh, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your great show, which I listen to as I leave the studio here every night, Sunday night.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're being listened to in a lot more places. Sean, I don't even think you knew this. Let's go ahead and welcome some new stations. Marysville, California, we mentioned. Uh-huh. Columbus, Ohio, we mentioned.
Yep.
On 98.9, that great FM talker up there, The Answer. Alpena, Michigan. On the Patriot Voice. Now we're covering the northeastern quadrant of the Lower Peninsula, those of you familiar with northern Michigan, as I am, and the eastern UP. Mackinac Island is listening to the Armed American Radio Network today. Greensboro, North Carolina, baby.
Congratulations.
You delivered. Thank you, North Carolina. You delivered.
Congratulations to you and all those places.
And over 77 new cities today on the digital cable radio network, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Naples, and Fort Myers, to Washington, down to Los Angeles, Hollywood, up to Maine, and every place in between. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. We're going to be filling your prescription for freedom every single week. Because remember, gun owners, you are mainstream America. Don't listen to the rest of them. You are mainstream America. The Second Amendment will survive Barack Hussein Obama. We've got a fight on our hands. Basically, it's the same fight we were in on Monday, Chris.
That's right. That's one thing that we said on Wednesday. Nothing really changed. When you think about Tuesday, The Republicans still control the House. The Democrats still control the Senate. Barack Obama is still the President of the United States. The same problems face us today. The only thing is, Barack Obama inherited a worse economy, higher unemployment, and fewer tools to work with from himself than he did from George W. Bush.
So who owns it now?
Barack Obama.
They're going to continue to blame Bush, but who owns it now?
Barack Obama.
They own this now going forward.
That's right.
Now, what are some of the obstacles we're going to face and some of the things that we're going to get? Rob, we're going to mic him up in just a second during the break. But Rob has had some fascinating tweets. He's had some great Facebook discussion relative to he's going to repudiate all of the naysayers and the doom and gloom. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw some of that doom and gloom at him when we come back from the break, and he's going to fix us and make us all better. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom, I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Car Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Car Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. We're going to have more fun today than we've had in a long time on this show. Don't be depressed. The sun rose. It's set. It's going to rise again. It always will. Sitting in the studio with me right now to my left, finally made it, coming out of O'Hare. Amazing timing. Rob Pincus joins me. Rob, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Yeah, it's a little bit of extra runway time up there coming out of Chicago, but here for the most of the segments.
Most of the segments. Well, you missed one. No big deal. We got to talk about you, even though you weren't on.
Kinda I was listening, actually. I was listening.
Sounds
I had the
good,
660 on. Yeah, look, sounds
you
great.
Go. You know, you had sent someone I was driving up here or driving down here today. I was getting some of your messages, and you want to refute some of the doom and gloom. I'm tired of the doom and gloom, quite frankly. I think this is a day that what we need to do is look forward. Rob, isn't a fight worth winning, worth fighting for?
Well, yeah, I think, obviously we'd be really excited if, we had a pro-gun president in the White House right now. We're not excited about that, but that certainly doesn't mean that we should spend any of our limited resources and valuable energy and valuable interests in defending our Second Amendment rights and our rights as gun owners and our rights to personal defense, complaining about the fact that we don't have a pro-gun president in the White House.
It is what it is.
But that's not going to change.
It is what it is. Isn't that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
I want to read the body of the text that you sent earlier today. Tonight on AAR, Rob Pincus refutes the post-election doom and gloom in a 60-second synopsis of why the administration will not have an impact on gun laws.
Go. Here's the deal. 1992, political climate was very different than it is in 2012. They're not going to take that same risk they did in 1992 with an aggressive stance against guns and the assault weapons ban because they know what happened in 1994. And we have a much stronger gun culture and firearms rights are much more positive in the social atmosphere in the United States in 2012. They're not going to risk the midterm elections. Also, I believe they're not going to win the midterm elections. So if they're not going to win the midterm elections, they're not going to be able to carry anything through in the lame duck session between 2014 and 2016. So I don't think we have anything more to worry about today than we did 4 days ago, 6 days ago, in regard to our Second Amendment rights in the United States of America over the next 4 years.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. I agree with you. That's part of the positive side of what I want to talk about on Armed American Radio today, among many other things. You and I have got some training we're going to be doing on Monday and Tuesday. We want to go there. We've got some of the Gander Mountain guys coming down to train with us. It's going to be an awful lot of fun in St. Augustine as we go forward. Let me throw a couple things at you. Later on the program, Alan Gottlieb, the great Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, will be here. And, of course, his organization bankrolled the legal fights for the 2008 Heller decision and the 2010 McDonald decision, incorporating the Heller decision essentially through the 14th Amendment across all states. The National Rifle Association today, actually back on October 19th, is on the national the NRA ILA page, Institute for Legislative Action page, the biggest threat in Obama's second term. There are many ways a second term, and I quote now, term for Barack Obama threatens the rights of gun owners. He wants to bring back the 1994 semi-auto ban. You want to take that one for a second? You just touched on it briefly.
Yeah, I don't believe that's an aggressive policy agenda for him. And the fact that Dianne Feinstein made noise about it, what would he do? She would have made noise about it if Romney had won.
Let's talk about her for a second. Let's bring this back in perspective, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're hearing on the news now that Dianne Feinstein has met with BATF officials, the same thing you're referring to, wanting to bring... That she does that every legislative session. This is not news.
This is not news. And it's sensationalism, and it's getting people stirred up over things that have not changed. These things have not changed in the last 6 days.
That's correct. His administration has already imposed an illegal registration scheme on certain rifle sales, and there is no way to know how far he would go to use his executive powers to curb our rights if he didn't have to face re-election. What the NRA is referring to in this case are the border state gun shops, approximately 8,500, between Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, who are required to report multiple sales of long guns over a five-day period with any long gun, a Ruger 10/22, with a five-shot detachable magazine or greater to the BATF in a blatant attempt, according to them, to do what? Stop illegal sales into Mexico. We know that's garbage, but it is a de facto gun registration scheme. Your response to that one?
We've seen that thing in existence in many states across the country for going back to the mid-90s and the initial push on assault weapons ban. I don't know anyone who's been affected by that in a way that restricts them from actually being able to fulfill their Second Amendment rights. Waiting periods are part of the game in a lot of states and a lot of political environments, and multiple gun purchase registrations have been around for a long time. Am I happy about it? Am I excited about it? No. Do I think it's part of that slippery slope, part of that potential increase? Absolutely. Do I think that that would have gone away if Romney had been elected? Nope. I think we'd be in exactly the same situation. Yeah, I don't think that would have gone away the next day.
I don't think that was the top of the menu either. I have to agree with you on that one right there. Yes, it is a slippery slope. I'm not going to add much to that. I agree with what you said. Is it something that we're pleased to see? No. Is it in effect? Yes. Do we have to work to change it? We absolutely do. But it isn't any different today than it was 5 or 6 days ago. You're right. We need to move forward now. Forward. There's that word forward again, Sean. We need to move forward. We're going to take that.
Yeah, you've said it quite a few times, and every time you do, I start chuckling.
You think that's intentional? I'm not really sure. Now I'm quoting again. But without a doubt, the biggest threat would be his potential appointments to the Supreme Court, as highlighted in a new advertisement unveiled this week by the NRA Political Victory Fund. Of course, I'm dating this back to October 19th, so keep that in mind. We already know the kind of jurists Obama will appoint. Even before joining the Supreme Court, Kagan and Sotomayor proved their opposition to the most basic rights protected by the Second Amendment. But this past week, we had the opportunity to get a peek into the legal mind of another Supreme Court justice who recently opposed our rights, and his comments tell us a great deal about what would happen if the majority of the court shared those views. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about that here on Armed American Radio, and that is back on October 15th when the Brady campaign hosted a symposium featuring retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who was the featured speaker. Now, as the NRA correctly points out, current justices, I quote, do not often discuss issues that come before the court. But he's retired. He now is able to speak his mind, and he did in his remarks. Quoting, Stevens bemoaned the Heller and McDonald decisions striking down city gun bans, i.e. being Washington, D.C. and Chicago, where you just were up, while at the same time claiming the decision's impact should be strictly limited to the right to have a firearm in a home. Now, where we're going with this is back to the court system, which we've discussed many, many times here on Armed American Radio, which is the single greatest threat for a second Obama term. He's already tipped the balance of power in 4 of the 13 U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeals. Now, I know I'm going to set this up now when we come back from the break. I'll let you interject here. The Supreme Court, we know, will see more than likely the guesstimate is 2 Supreme Court picks during the next 4 years. Now, we may be wrong on that. That, again, is a guesstimate from both sides of the aisle. We know how good the guesses are recently. But we want to discuss that, and we will discuss that further. I want to get your take on that when we come back from the break, Rob. In addition to that, we'll talk about that more with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, who you have heard discuss that very topic here before. More on Armed American Radio post-election. Don't have the blues. The sun comes up. It's going to be a good day. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Before we go any farther on Armed American Radio, it's been a long day. This is a live radio program heard nationwide. I drove down from a little bit north of Atlanta down to Orlando here today. Been a long day, and you and I are going to continue on, and then we're going to do some training for the next couple days. It's going to be a great time. You flew in to come down for the show, but my little rugheads are listening to the show up there.
I like those little guys.
My little guys, you've met them.
I met them.
And I want to say goodnight to Lindsay and Ryan. They're both listening to the show. So, guys, get a great night's sleep. Have a fun day at school, and Thanksgiving comes up in about a week. You get another week off. You got to love that. So, love you guys. We'll see you when we get back in a few days. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. I didn't even say hi to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good.
I had some fun conversation with Sean at post-election conversation. You can imagine how it went. We can't air it. We're not on satellite. But it was fun conversation. Sean, I just want to ask you this.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about Chris Matthews. How does it feel to get slapped by Chris Matthews?
You know what? We deserve it. I'll be honest. And believe me, it's not the candidate. It's the message that we're not getting out. That's bottom line. Our problem is we're not getting the message out to the right people.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the candidate. I want to go there later. I'm gonna unchain myself a little bit later in the broadcast and talk about some things that I couldn't talk about before the election because it wouldn't have been right.
Yeah.
Let me tease that very quickly. Do you think Mitt Romney was the best candidate to run? Are you kidding me? Was he? Now, hold on to that. No, he wasn't. He's what we had. So, of course, we wanted to be positive. He was the only candidate that had a chance to defeat Barack Obama.
Again, I think, and I know we're not trying to do that right now, but again, I think if our message would reach the light, here's the thing. The Republicans were trying to get to the center, and they picked him because he's a little bit far to the center, and that's what happened.
Wait, stop, Sean.
I'm telling
you. Now, look, you're going to make me be a political science guy. You know I like to keep that in the background, but come on, man.
Yeah, I'm with Rob on this. I don't even know what he's going to say.
Center,
he's 5 feet away.
How can you say Romney's not in the center of anything?
He's
in the center of the ultra-right-wing conservative social agenda that lost this election.
I do agree with you, but here's the thing. He also, you have to remember where he came from. I think he flipped over to the far right, but I think the Republican establishment picked him because they thought he was a moderate.
They picked him because
they're out of touch.
Who he was running against in the primaries.
I agree with you. They're out of touch. Believe me, I agree with you.
While we're picking on Republicans, let's have some fun with Chris Christie. But before we do that, let's bring Reverend Ken Blanchard in. Ken, the Black Man with a Gun, the Urban Shooter podcast. Thank you for joining me again. Always a pleasure to have you here. How you doing?
Man, sounds like I'm having a party up in Newfield.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Tell me if you'd agree with this. Rumor has it Chris Christie might be a Democrat. Here's what I say. If you turn him sideways, he's a D.
You got him, man. He's busted. Wow.
I believe he hurt himself politically, Ken. I think he's kaput moving forward if he had any national aspirations, because the future of the Conservative Party is clearly a Marco Rubio, is clearly a Nikki Haley, is clearly a Bobby Jindal, some of these younger guys who at least know how to operate an iPad. Okay.
Yeah, these folks, they like not real people. They're just little critters.
They all are.
They just kind of go with the flow. Whoever's winning, they jump on that side, and the rest of us just kind of suffer.
Ken, you're a reverend. You and I had a fantastic two-hour conversation
a few days ago.
It was great. I wish we could have aired the conversation. Can you consult? How do you consult? I want you to do me a favor. Can you do this? Can I ask you on live radio to put together a little consolation prayer for those who are feeling really depressed about right now?
Yeah, I can.
Go for it.
Family, this is what we have to do. We got to stop fighting each other because we can quickly circle the wagons and shoot inside. I'm saying, don't fight the power. Let's become the power. It's not as hard as people think. It basically becomes, we just have to get involved with the local governor, just a little bit better. Step away from the TV. Step away from all the stuff, the talking heads that don't make any sense. You know they're crazy. Don't even jump in to fight with them. We got to start attending city hall meetings, budget meetings, community meetings, and speak the truth. And let the spirit of reconciliation and love win out. Sounds simple, but it's hard. And it's only hard because we've gone so far from simple.
Wow.
Don't fight the power. Let's be the power.
You can't fight the power. But you can fight the power. Well, right now somebody's saying, yeah, you can fight the power. I can hear them out there now. I want you to put that in context for me, would you?
You can't go anywhere with negatives. And we had one of our best conversations was about how kids play.
Right.
As soon as something changes, kids forget about it and move on.
Let me set that up. Theater of the mind, Rob. We're going to go there. Theater of the mind. We'll go there.
I love that.
In just a second. You and I were discussing over a great conversation. I mentioned to you my kids. That Wednesday morning when the sun rose, didn't it? It did come up.
Yep.
And it was a beautiful day. It was a sunny day. Yes, it was depressing. No question about it. Nobody likes to lose, especially when you know you're right.
Yep.
It's tough to lose, but it also strengthens you from within and gives you fortitude that you didn't know you have, a little bit of metal going forward, because I believe that any fight worth winning is worth fighting.
Yes.
And I noticed, and I mentioned to you, I came downstairs that morning, and my kids are 8 and 10, and there they were before school at 7:45 in the morning, sitting on the floor eating their cereal at their table, watching Zoe 101 as if nothing had happened. Life went on for them that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Unless we stay in the pit. Some people can fall in that hole, and they stay in the hole. Let's get out of the hole, and let's fight.
Would I be safe in saying that part of the hole is this 24-hour godforsaken 24-hour media that we have to face, this 24-hour news cycle, this left-right hatred? Look, the president of the United States, like him or hate him, left this country divided.
Yep.
His campaign divided this nation. There's no question about it. He pitted economic, racial,
yep,
and political lines against each other in this country, haves versus have-nots.
Yep.
And that is where we are today, combined with a 24-hour, very dangerous, I believe, news cycle where the lefties can go to the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos, and the righties can go to the Drudge Report and, mm-hmm, and Fox News and read the comments,
and
the vitriol,
there,
and then go on the other sites,
yeah,
and incite hatred. I don't see any light at the end of this tunnel, Ken. Do you?
Everybody has to vent. Allow each other a mulligan. Let folks just get that stuff off their chest and don't take it so personal. We all need to get a little thicker and let just let it out and then move on.
Rob, theater of the mind.
I don't know. I was gonna tell a story. I'll tell the story later. I think what Ken said is spot on. This is what's been frustrating me for the last week. Is I people show up on the Facebook, you know, I try to be as interactive as possible, and people are, oh, you can't talk to liberals, they're closed-minded. It's like, well, maybe they would say the same thing about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't, you know, they aren't willing to change. I'm not going to talk to them. I would be blue in the face. Well, I guess you're going to be, you can give up, or you can prepare to be blue in the face, but you've got to take action. And Ken, I think what you said about taking action at the local level is imperative. I think that's the point. And all these people that a week ago were clamoring for independent party support, go make that happen now. You got 4 years to convince me that we could elect an independent party candidate, because I don't think we can ever elect in this country anymore a socially conservative candidate.
Right. Totally agree.
Yeah, Ken, I'm with Rob on that too. I think that point can be argued,
mm-hmm,
going forward, Sean.
Yes.
I believe we can argue that socially conservative part of the party. However, I believe that what we're faced with today is more than party. This is more than Republican. This is more than conservative. This is more than liberal. This is more than left.
That's right.
This is a direction that the country's taking, and a lot of us aren't able to see it. That campaign tapped into it. When we come back, we'll discuss it more with the Reverend Ken Blanchard from the Urban Shooter podcast after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
If you need any evidence that things are going to be okay, listen to that rejoiner. That's brilliant. I say it every time we come back. I love that. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. This is going to be a very provocative segment. You hear me talk about theater of the mind. Radio paints that picture for you, and we try to give you that best visual that we can. And sometimes we're good at it, sometimes we're not. It's a work in progress. But Ken Blanchard, I have a perfect segue from the last segment, how we ended with how it's not a liberal thing or conservative thing. It's just an us thing.
That's right.
Is what I think it is.
Right.
And Rob, during the break, I love these conversations during the break. I wish we could air them all. Rob has something. Rob, again, theater of the mind. Paint the picture and tell the story you just told me, and let's get Ken's reaction and Sean's reaction to what they're about to hear. Fascinating.
Well, everybody. I mean, really, it's a story for any gun owner. I think this is incredibly important, especially in light of my position that we lost this election on social issues. I'm in Chicago, right? Boo hiss. I'm in a Whole Foods store.
Boo hiss.
This is about 7 hours ago.
Were you eating the arugula?
No. I was having a delicious bacon cheeseburger. But my girlfriend, the ninja, she was having a tofu salad. Boo hiss. I'm sitting next to in a little cafe area next to a 5-minute, 10-minute, whatever, massage chair kind of operation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, kind of paying attention, but mostly just eating. And we're getting ready to end our weekend off up in Chicago. Saw some friends, ate some great food, had a good time. And I'm coming back to work. And an older black gentleman, probably, I don't know, 45, 50 years old, walks by the table wearing sandals.
Younger black gentleman.
Dreadlocks. Older than me. with dreadlocks, you know, down to the middle of his back waist, wearing sandals, stops near the table, kind of leans over for a second, just kind of looking at what's going on. And I noticed someone stopping, and I look up. He looks down at me, and he leans down, and he says, "Excuse me." I said something, you know, acknowledge his presence. He says, "You Rob Pincus?" "Yes, I am." "Oh, I was watching your DVD last night. I wanted to thank you for that. That was pretty cool. NRA sent it to me last week." Now, here I am in Chicago, liberal city, in what is seen as a definitely liberal-leaning retail establishment, probably has an anti-gun policy, not that I care because I'm walking around in Chicago, so every place has an anti-gun policy as far as I'm concerned, in a liberal cafe with someone eating a vegetarian meal, and person of color who is not seen as our NRA demographic, right, dressed like someone who's not an NRA demographic, right, stops me because he saw the NRA DVD, Personal Defense Network DVD sent in by the NRA, Combat Focused Shooting, to thank me for what I'm doing. And yet how fast would so many of our community, so many of our gun owners have been to think that story was going in a different direction?
I can guarantee a lot of people when they heard it now with the way you painted that picture. Ken, your thoughts?
Like Don King would say, only in America. We gotta remember that we have a lot more allies than we think. Mm-hmm. And just because the person doesn't worship where you worship or doesn't go to the same wherever that you go to, still might be a gun owner, still might be a supporter. And we sometimes turn people off by our dialogue, and we got to work
every day. Every day we do it. Yeah. The Economist, a great magazine published in the U.K., I go there for some impartial news pretty frequently, especially on obviously economic and political issues. Mm-hmm. And they had a great article I put out on my Twitter feed today. And it basically said, you know, all Republican Americans are not homophobic, xenophobic or racist, but it sure seems like the loudest homophobic, xenophobic, and racist voices in America are Republicans.
And where are they coming from? They're coming from, we're seeing this internet chatter, if you will.
Yeah.
This is what is so dangerous about the internet. You know, I had a business partner years ago. He's a bonehead. He's probably listening over in Tampa. I hope. I don't know if he has access to a radio anymore. That's a story for a different radio show. However, he was very prophetic years ago when he said, you know, this damn internet, when we first started our business back in the early 90s, he says, this is going to be a downfall. Is this a problem for kids? He says, this is not the direction. This is bad. And, you know, he was very right. He was right about that in a lot of different ways. We have kids walking around with their faces, and my kids have them, too. We control their usage. But too many people don't control their usage. Where kids have access to technology, instant information, instant television, instant, hundreds and hundreds of channels, news channels, 24-hour cycles, the weather channels fighting with the National Weather Service because they're naming storms. And the National Weather Service says, no, you can't do that. And the weather channel says, hell with you, if I want to, I will. Because they're breaking the rules. Maybe they feel emboldened a little bit now because we all know what their positions are. Even the weather channel gets political, Rob.
I think people what that leads to and what I've seen a lot of, especially in the last few days, is these one-liners that are supposed to define everything. Mm. Well, I don't like this person or this group or this thing, and this is right or this is wrong. And I wrote an article about that new gun I had made by Business and Customs, the 26L, and I had it made that the slide is lighter gray and the frame is the darker gray, and it's the shades of gray. The world is not black and white. The world is a lot of shades of gray. And if you're a gun owner and you don't have a friend who's a gay gun owner and a friend who's a different color than you are as a gun owner and a friend who doesn't go to a different church that's a gun owner, then you're not supporting all gun owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Listen, we say on this radio program all the time, gun owners, you are mainstream America. Gun owners represent, Ken and Sean and you, wherever you're listening to the program today, gun owners represent all of mainstream America.
And gun owners are the greatest of America. We're the freedom people. We're the ones who actually can pass a background check. We're the ones that actually loan you some tools when you need one. Yeah. We're the ones that you care about in your communities, and we alienate each other sometimes trying to get 140 characters or less with a title.
You're right about that. Sean, I want to get your perspective quickly on Rob's story. We were listening to Ken and us running our mouths here. What about you?
Oh, well, I agree with Ken and Rob. That's the problem. We're not getting our message out because we're not grouping everybody. We think that a certain person that looks a certain way is the enemy, and we got to get away from that, period. I mean, like I said, my mother is a gun owner, and she's a Democrat, but she believes in the Second Amendment.
Are all Birkenstock sandal wearers Berkeley, California liberals?
My father's a prime example. You look at my father, you think he's a screaming a progressive. He's more conservative than I am. But that's the way he looks.
Can you brandish a firearm on the range? America, can you brandish? Can you brandish a beer mug in a bar?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
These are questions,
yeah,
really, with no answer.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make a point that we judge things.
Quick.
As Rob saw. Rob, I mm-hmm. listen, you're a human being. All human beings have their own innate. We all come built in with prejudices built into our DNA. And I would be willing to bet money that your first thought was, wow, this guy's, are you serious? You were surprised, weren't you, when you heard him say it, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
See, there you go.
Absolutely.
See, we're all cut from the same cloth. Reverend Ken Blanchard, can you stick around with us through the break? I'd like to bring you back in the next hour.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for sticking around with us very much. Sean, we'll be back in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a provocative conversation, and it's going to get better as we move through the remainder of the Armed American Radio broadcast. New stations, thousands and hundreds of thousands of new listeners across America today. Sean, you'll be back with us. Rob, you'll be back with us live from the Talk 860. I'm thinking I'm in Tampa. I'm in Orlando on the News Talk 660 WORL studios.
And we're here in Columbus, Ohio, my hometown.
We are in
we're
Columbus.
We're now in Columbus
Ohio.
Live. Very excited about that.
The Ninja's listening on 98.9 FM.
Not that I'm ever there.
10 seconds. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere, my friends. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, and we'll be back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark view. Tell us me by the hammer now, baby.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.